to the Nerd Simp Podcast.
I didn't even have my thing on.
Fuck, you didn't even have it on.
It's swapping scenes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Hang on.
There we go. This has been a roller coaster right off the bat.
Now it is working.
Hell yeah.
I wasn't looking at the stream when I did that, and I don't want to see the face I made.
It's only the start. It's all good.
How are you, Samuel? Tell me about yourself.
Look, I'm doing pretty freaking good.
That's good, man.
As good as I could be doing. Been doing a lot more streaming, playing Spellbreak and Tarkov and making friends on the internet and yeah, just the general internet stuff. And I'll say this on the podcast, that I got booked to make 3 songs for a video game. I told you that, yeah?
No, you didn't. That's sick.
Oh, okay. So I did the 3 songs, and I think there was like a bit of some kind of language barrier. Like English wasn't their first language. And so I did the 3 songs, and the first revision, and he was like, oh yeah, first 2 songs are good, but the 3rd one is just bad. And it's like, oh. Jesus butchering Christ. You, dude.
The first 2 songs, man, not bad, but the 3rd one, dog shit.
Yeah. Like, it's tough,
yeah, just straight up awful.
Yeah. I was like, oh shit, he's not even, and no constructive criticism whatsoever. It's just like,
oh really? It's just objectively bad, dude.
Yeah, just straight up, it's bad. But
yeah, like get good, yeah. Really.
I did the revision and he liked that. And then he was like, I really like the 3 songs. Can you do 7 more for me? I was like, oh, fuck. So that's what I'm doing.
7 more. It's like, you know, the first 2, you know, 3rd one, bad. Oh, do 7 more for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like what game? It's one of those clicker games.
Sort of like games Cookie Clicker
games
from
you
like way back?
Yeah.
Games I like? Fuck off. You know, games more your pace, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, you love these games, dude.
You love doing nothing in games, bro. You love it, dude.
So I've been doing that and... yeah, I can't really think of anything else, to be honest. What have you been doing?
This is about how I've been. Just a quick... this is what I need right now. I just dribbled down my beard. Oh, there we go. Wipe that off. I'm glad we're live streaming this. This is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. There's no cuts. Oh. Not that there's ever been any cuts on this show ever.
No, never. No.
it's pretty much live every episode.
Yeah, literally, because fuck it. Just put our cuck bullshit in there. Why not?
High podcast, low, I don't know. I was going to say effort.
Are you okay? Are you okay, man?
High podcast, low effort, 420.
You just have a
420.
Small stroke. High podcast. Dude, it's 420. Everyone toke up. Everyone real quick. Just quick blaze.
Yeah, grab your fucking bong, dude. It's 420.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Everyone quickly just take a swig of their bong water and
Kelly fucking smokes.
dude, Kelly fucking smokes, dude.
Kelly fucking smokes cigarettes, dude.
Do you fucking smoke, dude?
Just hotbox your car with cigarettes.
This is my voice after 1 week of ciggy.
It's like full Joey Diaz.
Yeah, big time.
Like,
I think
suckle.
I think I knocked a coke rock loose.
Dude, yeah, 1 week on cigarettes already smashing.
Yeah, dude. Does Siggy's once, just racking lines. Fully derailed. No, this, honestly, I haven't touched my computer in like a week and I hate it. I've actually been at work the last couple of days getting curriculum available for all of our students, which is just crazy. I'm busy and tired, but I'm here to record a podcast with you, Sam, and I need a haircut. I don't know if you can see, but like, look at these waves.
Yeah, he's looking sick.
Yeah.
My hair is flat. So
yeah, I need a haircut.
I'm all for it.
Needs to happen.
I have to angle my head down like this so the shine doesn't pick up. So I'm just gonna look like this the rest of the show. That's all good.
But it's all right, bro. You can do that. Just pull out the double chin.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
I look like a fucking man. Yeah. All right, I'll just.
You look like Joe Wilkinson, the UK comedian. You know what, Jimmy? Since you fired me, you prick.
I don't know.
I'd love it. Anyone who has watched 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown would know what I'm talking about. But I think I might be isolated.
Isolated,
just bro.
Trying to inject the pun, dude. Fucking hell.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Jesus watch Christ. Dude, don't bring him into this. Okay?
This is a Catholic podcast.
Yeah. It's pronounced Catholic.
Yeah.
I think you should. It's Catholic. I think you should read your Matthew, verse 700.
Catholicology. Catholicology.
Matthew 4:20. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah.
Sam, what happened this week? Well, this is a late podcast because I had some stuff crazy last week and we had to postpone. So we're doing a wombo combo this week, a wombo combo.
Yeah, Kelly's going crazy.
Kelly's going crazy. He's getting cabin fever.
Yeah. Smashes a Phoebe.
Just sips of it.
While at work. So technically. So
is it drinking on the job if you work from home?
No. Yeah.
Comment down below.
there's been a lot of gaming news happening.
It's been a bit.
I found that. Do you find that there's a lot of gaming news?
Yeah, I was just like, what did we even talk about? There's all sorts going on.
We could easily, if we tried to smash all the gaming news out, we'd be here for like a good, I can easily say 6 hours. We could,
well,
like there's a lot of content to cover.
I think 3 hours of that would just be us talking about shit.
That's included. I mean, yeah. You have to cater for that.
It's actually, it's included in the content.
Well, let's kick it off. I got a little bit, and it's news that not everyone's gonna give a shit about. But I've recently been getting back into a game called Spellbreak, which is one of the games I've been playing on my Twitch channel, Green Egg TV. Green Egg TV. Yep, that's all right. Plugging myself 3 times. Green Egg TV. At Spellbreak, they recently went to closed beta 2.1 and with the patch, and I just wanted to cover some of the patch notes real quick. It was cool. They did a Twitch live stream themselves with two of the devs, and they went over whole patch live. Yeah, it was awesome. It was at like 2 a.m. fast, but I stayed up to watch it.
Did they record it? I wouldn't mind watching that.
It's probably on the Twitch somewhere.
Be a clip on the Twitch, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool to watch him talk about it, to be honest. And like the whole Twitch chat just going crazy for like all the shit that all the changes they want, just spamming crap. It's like, oh fuck, like buff and fucking nerf toxic and all this shit, and yeah. Anyway. So they brought in like a proper tutorial into the game and like with lore and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. So when you load into the game now, you get thrown straight into the tutorial, and of course you can hit escape and go to exit to menu and it like skips the tutorial. But I think like that's what I did because I was like, I can't be bothered at the moment. I just want to jump into a game already know how to play.
Dude, I'm a chronic cutscene skipper. Like I would skip that too.
Yeah. And I'm sure this is a thing that just is because it's brand new, like the tutorial segment's new to the game. When I did do that, now whenever I boot the game, it'll have the tutorial pre-selected rather than playing it. So every time, you know how in Call of Duty in the menu where the Warzone menu, how you have to choose
between campaign, multiplayer, Warzone,
yeah,
Spec Ops. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's like kind of like a menu.
It's like a sub menu.
Yeah, like the tutorial's always default for me now. So I think I might start complete it or something, but I don't want it because I know how to play it.
Nah, never complete it. Tell those devs who's boss.
Fuck that, dude.
Fuck developers, dude.
Yeah, fuck developers. But yeah, and then they made like a shitload of changes to the weapons, which come to think of it now, it'll take a long time to go over. So I'm not actually going to go over it because they basically just balanced the game out a bit more.
Well, maybe we should do a little video about it.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, we'll do like an individual thing.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know, go play Spellbreaker, especially if you're from Australia. Australia needs to get a consistent server going. And I kind of want to be someone who organizes the Australian, or help, not the person, I mean, help organize the Australian Spellbreak scene, you know, because we need to get that server going. When you get that Oceania server going, because it's dead.
Support your local scene.
Yeah, like there is a Discord at the moment. So if you shoot me a message, I can link you to the Discord, invite you to it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Spellbreak news. Have you got anything you want to quickly touch on before we start?
Yeah. Well, really quickly, Animal Crossing.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? Just a little bit more, because I know I touched on a little bit of Animal Crossing last time, but since the last time we did this, I discovered and have been involved in what is the Animal Crossing Discord server,
which the black market.
Which feels like the black market of Animal Crossing. So fish bait is my thing, apparently. And I've literally got contact. I feel like a drug dealer, Sam. I've got people hitting me up for fish bait. So fish bait in the game, if you've never played Animal Crossing, is on your beaches. You get your shovel, you dig up some manila clams. And then you go and craft them into fish bait. And then when you throw fish bait in the water, it immediately spawns a fish to catch. So people want fish bait to speed up fishing because you're going to stand in one spot and just spam fish bait. And then you can build up your, you know, fish inventory and your museum and your aquarium, all the rest of it. How much do you reckon I made off like 15 stacks of fish bait?
What, 15 stacks? So you got 10 fish.
So
fish
10 per stack. Yeah. So 10 fish bait in a stack, 15 stacks. You know, about an hour and a half of, you know, honest work.
Dude, I have no clue. I don't know how much one goes for, even in the game. So even in the base price of the game. So I can't give you an estimate, but I can throw a random number at you. A million bills.
Yeah, so for 15 stacks, you're looking at 1.5 mil I made.
Jesus Christ. That's so crazy.
And that's just on one sale. Like, I think I've made probably 4 or 5 mil just on fish bait alone.
Fuck. 1.5, yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, like literally just use it to like pay off house upgrades.
Yeah, so you just blast through the game. So how do you make these transactions? PayPal?
Is it literally?
It's PayPal?
No, 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 no. It's so much simpler than that. Bitcoin you're on Discord wallet. And there's like a bunch of sub channels and then you send them your credit card details and then... no, there's like a bunch of sub channels where it's like materials or it's fruit or it's furniture. And then you go into the channel and then it's just a fucking shit show of thousands, like hundreds of people at a time being like, for trade, fucking iron nuggets and sapling, and then wanted, you know, looking for fucking Nook Miles tickets. And it's just that for anything over and over again.
Yeah.
So I did it pretty early on and I just was like, yeah, I got a bit of fish bait. And then a couple of people hit me up being like, oh, what are you selling for? And I was like, oh, yeah, 100K a stack. And they were like, done immediately. And they're like, how many stacks you got? And I was like, I don't know, 10. And they're like, sick, I'll buy it now. And literally, opened my airport, sent them the code. Some dude rocked up or some girl rocked up, bought, like dropped a mill on my beach and then took my fish bait and then left. Like, and I've done that 4 times.
Holy fuck, that is dodgy, man.
Yeah, I know. It's so good though.
That's a straight up digital drug deal. What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. So Jake and I have just been heavy into the fucking Animal Crossing black market.
That's crazy. We should do a video on that, dude.
Yeah, I think so.
But we can't capture the DS.
No.
I mean, that Switch, which sucks.
Well, no, you can. You just need like a capture card for your TV.
Yeah, don't have one of those.
Yeah, but that's an effort.
I'd love to do a video on that.
Actually, I'm thinking about it. I've got an idea. We might be able to do it. But yeah, it just says a lot about how a community or like how a group can develop a value for something so quickly.
Yeah.
Like that's just a standard price for fish bait now, like 100K a stack.
Holy fuck.
And like Nook Miles tickets, like 150, 200K per ticket. Like I made 750K off a few tickets. It's
holy shit.
It's just, yeah, man, it's crazy what people are like going for just because some of the stuff in the game is just super grindy and people want it now. So it's supply and demand.
Makes sense. Does make sense.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense. But yeah, I could rag on about it for ages, but it's very interesting and we could definitely do a video about it.
Oh, I'd love to do a video on that. All right. So Spellbreak and Animal Crossing. Kelly, there is a new game coming to the Switch and PS4. They're having May 12th with split screen. Okay? You ready? You ready for this fucking title, dude?
I'm ready for it, dude.
Star Wars Episode 1 Racer. It's making a comeback.
No way. Are they fucking mastering
Pod Racer? Yeah. It's coming back.
Are you kidding?
This year, May 2020. On the Switch and PS4. And the Switch is like a perfect console for that shit.
Yeah. A perfect console. I don't even care how much it is. I'm buying it.
Mm. So, yeah, that's just fucking cool. It's the same. I don't even think it's remastered, actually. I think it's just the game. They're just throwing the game on there. It's got the exact same graphics.
Oh, right. So it's just ported.
Yeah, I think
they're literally just re-releasing a port.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The only thing they're changing, I think, is the fact you can do split screen, unless it was split screen on the original.
There definitely would have been, because that was the time split screen was normal.
Yeah, okay.
It's back in the PS1 days.
So, yeah, true. That was two controllers going.
Gaming.
Episode 1 coming... Well, yeah, Star Wars Episode 1 Racer coming May 2020 this year.
Hell yeah. Well, you know what else is fun and is coming out? It's a little bit more cyberpunk news. Sam, you excited for cyberpunk? I'm excited for cyberpunk. Microsoft unveils Cyberpunk 2077 themed Xbox One X. Now, I've got two thoughts about it. One, it looks dope. It looks sick and I don't even want to buy it. But I would buy it because it looks sick. But two, what a weird time to release a themed console when you got the next gen coming out this year.
Wait, so it's the Xbox One?
Yeah, it's an Xbox One X. So it's just the 1 terabyte Xbox One X paired with a matching custom Xbox One controller releasing this June for retail $399, I think. Oh, wait, no. No, haven't announced a price. But, you know, it'd be between sort of, you know, $299, $399 US.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this gen, I just find that a bit weird. Wouldn't you wait?
Yeah, it is a bit odd to just like, yeah, I don't know, man. Because
I mean,
they
to
have
be
the,
fair,
they have the, was it the 2080? 2080 Ti. Cyberpunk. So like limited edition hardware, doing more limited edition hardware. So
yeah,
makes sense. I mean, but the Xbox One X, that's fucking weird. What? Yeah.
Actually,
don't know.
Was Cyberpunk confirmed for next gen?
Yeah, it's a next gen game.
Okay.
I think it's going to be playable on current gen.
Yeah, it is. So it's releasing Xbox One, PC, PS4, Google Stadia, and next gen.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing a lot of, like, this was probably in development for like the last 12 months. Before the next gen was even a thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Now that I think about it. But I don't know. Like, I just don't know how well it's going to do.
Well, it's limited edition. I mean, not
true. I mean,
once that sold out, which it'll sell out, the price will go up. It's still going to do what it's going to be intended to do. It's just going to be a rare value item, just like the graphics card and creating hype for the game. So it's still going to do everything. It does.
Stoked for Cyberpunk.
And the fact that people are going to be like, oh, that's weird. Why don't you do one for next gen? It's like creates more talk, which we are now more
which
hype.
We're talking about right now. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Talking
does
about
that make
Cyberpunk.
Sense?
Yeah, I mean. That jacket is tight. Yeah, I mean.
Was there any more information on it, like prices that you can see? Or?
No, there's not a price announced. Originally the Xbox One X is $399 US, and in the States it's currently on sale for $299 as a bundle with, you know, various games based on the reseller or retailer. But no official price. So I'm guessing you're probably looking at the $450-$500 US mark.
Yeah.
If I was to
throw
a guess out there.
I'm going to say 500 US.
Mm. We'll be looking at a crispy 5,000 Australian.
Holy fuck. Episode, do you make a currency joke? Without fail.
It's never not funny, man.
All right, Kelly, this will get your rocks hard, mate. So this will get your rocks hard. The Halo 2 MCC public beta tests kick off today, which was 2 days ago. Kick off two days ago. Sorry, not today.
Will kick off 2 days ago.
beta tests for Halo 2, the multiplayer. Halo 2 anniversary flighting to begin on Friday, April 17th. Yeah, well, that's actually 3 days ago now in our time. We will let folks know when buttons are being pressed for invites to roll out. Stay tuned to get tactical, Marines, says 343's community support team. But yeah, flighting is the term they use for beta tests. And basically you need to join the insider program if you haven't already. I think we did for the first round, but we bought the game. So join the insider program and then you'll be signed up to be a beta tester for it. Or you can just wait for it to eventually enter the MCC. If you haven't bought that yet. I think it's is Halo 2 Anniversary that that's already out on Xbox. So
yeah, that's already a thing. But this is just like the MCC PC remaster and all the rest of it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, get keen for that. That's happening. That's coming.
Dude, it's my favorite Halo game. Like, hands down.
I will play.
I haven't played Combat Evolved yet because I probably won't play it. I don't feel like I need to play it. But
wait, you're talking about the first Halo?
Yeah, because that's already dropped on MCC.
So you've never played the first Halo story?
No, I have. That's why I'm not playing.
Oh,
because
okay.
I have played the shit out of it. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, it does.
Listen to me, Sam.
You didn't say you've played it.
It's an assumption that I have. No, all right.
Well, you said it, man. Sound like you'd never played a Halo game in your life.
I was ready to call you out, bro. Dude. I was ready to sick the community on you, dude.
You're going to get banned from this Discord server.
I was going to find a new host, man. I was there.
Dude, I have fucking applicants, dude.
Yeah, dude, I've got people lining up. You are on thin ice, bro.
Yeah, thin ice.
Thin ice.
Good thing it just went into, it's going into winter for you, man.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd be slippery dip.
It'd melt. Anyway, that's all I got.
Halo. Well, Sam, what is a classic? It's 2000. It's all right, Donkey. It's 2000. Let's say it's like 2010. All right. You just built, or even like anywhere between 2010 and like 2018. You've just built a PC. What is the first question you ask yourself?
I don't know. Fucking, I probably just go on Umart and think, can I afford this? And the answer is no. So, I never get to that thought. So,
but Kenner Run Crisis.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Solid meme.
Solid meme. Crisis Remastered is coming to PC with ray tracing. So if you could already run Crisis, which is now a 13-year-old game, can you run Crisis Remastered? I feel like you probably can because it's being released on the Switch as well.
I was hoping you were going to talk about that. And I fucking, oh, dude, I was reading comments on it and people were like, oh, well, if they can run Doom and Witcher 3 on the Switch, they'll be able to run Crysis. Like, fucking mate, do you know? What the fuck? That's like, okay, Crysis, so, is like, I don't know. Crysis is.
For those of you who don't know, Crysis, you know, years ago and up until forever, and will forever stand as a living meme of like a peak benchmark for like testing your PC whenever you built a new rig or like upgraded your hardware or bought a new GPU. Is you'd boot up the original Crysis and see how well you could run it. Because the game from Crytek was fucking hard to run, man. Like, I don't know what they did, but the like the Crytek engine or the Cryogen engine or whatever they called it, it was like just cranking shit. So originally released in 2027. Just hundreds of years ago. 2007, semi-open jungle shooter, you know, futuristic Crysis, is being remastered. And the thing is it seemed like it was an accident because it was accidentally revealed on Crytek's website. The page is gone now, but screenshots all over social media. Spotted by a bloke by Nibble on Twitter.
Good name.
Crysis Remastered is coming to PC, PS4, Xbox, and Nintendo Switch.
Ooh.
According to the website's metadata, the text since been removed from the live page, but the metadata still has it. I say data, but I was trying to say it as a meme and data.
Say data.
Crysis offers first-person shooter fans the best-looking, evolved, and innovative gameplay, enabling players to adapt in real time to survive. Crysis Remastered brings new graphics features, high-quality textures, and the Cry Engine's native hardware and API-agnostic ray tracing solution for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and the very first time, Nintendo Switch. So there's no official announcement yet, but it's clearly that there was something that existed. There's bloody art, there's covers, there's, you know, you can still access the site. It's coming soon. Can you run Crysis? Time will tell. Probably not, because the game is like the biggest bum pound.
Yeah.
And still is. Like, it still lives up, man.
Mm. It's
like still now. Like, now we can run Crysis 13 years later. But, but yeah, Crysis.
All right, I've got another plot twist spanner to throw at you.
Go on.
Fallout 76, Kelly.
Oh, go away.
Fallout 76 now has a mostly positive rating on Steam. Massive plot twist. Yeah, everyone knows Fallout 76 had one of the worst launches ever PC gaming history. Thankfully, it was...
How about let's just, you know, just give people tote bags?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that?
Yeah, dude. Dude, Fallout 76 and Anthem were fighting each other. They wanted to be the worst game so bad.
They wanted to be the worst release.
But I think Fallout 76, they just went, they were thinking outside the box. And they
went full autismo.
Yeah.
I think.
So they started doing shit outside the game that sucked as well.
Yeah.
They just wanted it so bad. So bad.
Yeah, how do they make this worse? Just not actually give anyone what they want, just give them bags.
Sell the game for $5 with a free control. All right. So
just give it away. No one wanted it still. Yeah. Sorry, go on. I'm sidetracking.
Fallout 76 has its biggest update. I'm sure most people know of, called the Wastelanders. But basically they've added NPCs to the game, which is what players and customers have been wanting since the release of the game, because it was always expected that there would be some form of NPCs, but then the game released and there was like two NPCs, if that. So this...
And it's been out for like, what, a year, year and a half? Probably even closer to 2 years?
I don't know. They did a bunch of weird shit. Like, they added a fucking battle royale to the game. Like, and then like a bunch of other updates. But now they finally came out with a full on NPC storyline thing. And a lot of people have been saying it reminds them of Fallout New Vegas and Fallout 3, just like the play style of that. Back to its old school roots, because I know there's a lot of Fallout players who are big fans of 3 and New Vegas, but aren't fans of 4. So
yeah, I've heard a similar thing. Yeah. I've never actually played through the Fallout games, so I
any of them. Never played through any.
No, I've never played through them because Fallout 3. Was it Fallout 3 or I think 3 in New Vegas? I don't know. There was a thing where there were like an exclusive. Mm-hmm. To Windows Vista on Steam, and you could only play the game because it was only compatible with Windows Vista in like 2008. I've done it again, 2008. like fucking 1500 years ago. So I just never picked it up, and I know that's like since been changed, but I just game hop like an absolute nutcase, so I can't keep up.
Well, I don't know. You gotta finish. Fuck, I don't know what to recommend you. I'd say
Jake has said New Vegas. Like I've
New Vegas.
Yeah.
See, three New Vegas and 4 are all on the same level to me. Like, I think they're all great in their own way, and I love all of them. I don't really understand the people who are like, can separate them and be like, this game's way better than the other one because of this reason. Like, to me, they're just all great. And I don't understand anyone else's opinion on that topic.
I just don't get it.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely have a go. I mean, you can probably grab it from somewhere for like $3, so may as well. Oh,
honestly, yeah. I'll have a quick fucking Humble Bundle look while you're talking.
But yeah, Fallout 76. So yeah, I think it was overwhelmingly negative before when it first released.
It was.
And so now it's in positive. That's all I had to say.
Is it actually in positive?
Mostly positive, yeah.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, they made a massive turnaround. It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Also, full side note, let's just talk about Fallout prices.
Yeah.
Not $3.
What is it?
Fallout 3, Game of the Year, $30. Fallout 4, $40. Shit. New Vegas Ultimate Edition, $30. But then Fallout 3 Standard and New Vegas Standard, $13.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're not bad. I mean,
yeah. I'll wait for it. I'll wait for another sale. Probably wait. I think. Yeah.
Good move.
But yeah, Fallout.
That's all I had on it.
Well, Sam, you know how China's a really great, welcoming, flexible, and community-based country.
I love China.
I love China, dude. You know what they've done recently?
A lot of things.
Actually. Let me just read the fucking opening sentence to this article. So from Taiwan News, Taipei, after blocking a popular Nintendo game Animal Crossing, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, is taking its political censorship to the extreme by disconnecting Chinese online gamers from their guildmates outside of China. To simplify that, China is banning online gaming outside of China.
That's nuts.
Like outside of what China calls the Great Firewall.
Yeah.
So on April 10th, China banned the popular video game in which, you know, gamers can create home and interact with cute animal villagers, owing to a Hong Kong pro-democracy activist, Joshua Wong, revealing a customized scene in the game which reads "Free Hong Kong" and mocks Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
Of course,
just bloody call-outs. Several other players were also found leveraging the game to vent their discontent with the CCP and making satirical content related to the CCP's failure to tackle the virus. So the communist regime is said to have noticed an authority vacuum in online multiplayer games, which enables people to freely socialize without monitoring. But essentially what's happening is one player online games will also be subject to surveillance as a new real name mechanism is going to be implemented in China. This also includes a new law which will not allow for zombies, plagues, map editing, role-playing, as well as organizing a union in-game.
Organizing a union. Fuck, I love how they threw that in the end.
Like, it's hard for me to even talk about it. It makes me very thankful to be living in a very free country.
Yeah, Australia's the best.
Yeah, Australia's sick. It's hot as fuck sometimes and shit will kill you maybe, but for the most part, like, you're right.
It's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. But that's just China. Like, I also find it a little bit comedic that they call their, like, network firewall or their like filter, the Great Firewall. I didn't actually know that. Now I do. And I just find that a little bit funny. We're going to get like DDoSed by China after this podcast.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. But the just another little lore that I thought I'd chuck in there is they're including an online gaming curfew from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. for gamers under the age of 18 and a maximum amount of money that they're allowed to spend on games to combat internet addiction.
What's the amount of money they're able to spend?
No, it's not listed. Like, it wasn't stated, but I'm guessing it would be like, yeah, it's China, man. Like, no one knows anything apart from people that were on Joshua Wong's bloody Discord. But yeah, China's gone nuts again. I mean, they were always nuts, but you know, bats and shit, you know, Corona's a thing now. Stay safe, stay home. But yeah, don't live in China, apparently, if you want to play Animal Crossing, is, I guess, the verdict of this article.
VPN.
Just fucking this episode is sponsored by ExpressVPN.
Holy fuck, dude.
That's so funny.
Call of Duty Warzone. PC cheating is such a problem. The console players are turning off crossplay. So there's been a rise in hackers, apparently only on the PC side of the game. I'm pretty sure you can use, well, I'm not familiar with any of it, but I'm going to guess there are Xbox hacks as well.
So, there would be. It's just it's a lot easier to do it on PC.
Definitely a lot easier on PC. Yeah,
so much easier.
So they've now issued over 70,000 bans worldwide.
Holy shit, people
who are hacking, and I've never seen a hacker in the game before.
I mean, I haven't probably booted up in maybe a week or so, but I don't ever remember playing the game and being like, oh, that guy's hacking. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, Infinity Ward said, we're continuing to deploy dedicated security updates and work continues on improving in-game reporting. We'll share more details soon. We are watching. We have zero tolerance for cheaters. So yeah.
Yeah, good. I mean, fuck it. Don't hack your wankers. Seriously.
Yeah, by the looks of it, it's a lot of aim bots, and that's all I can see. It's just a lot of aim bots.
It's like, I don't know. It's, for me, you're a write-off if you hack in an online game. Like, just fuck off.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What was I going to say? I completely forgot what I was going to say. But yeah, I was going to say, like, yeah, I don't understand why people do it. I know, like, you get bored of a game and then you want to do something different and just, like, piss people off or something. But I don't know.
Yeah, it's looking for a reaction. I mean, I think we've talked about, like, cheating in games in previous episodes. Like, you know, an example I know we've used is GTA. It's like, yeah, cool. You use a cheat code that the developer gave you to unlock shit. You know, like, fucking why not? But
yeah.
Hacking in a game to like purposely piss people off and I don't know, do better when you can't do it yourself or whatever reason is. Just, I don't know, do the Great American Challenge. Fuck yourself. Like, honestly, it just annoys me, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all I had to say about Call of Duty. If you got anything else.
we got some stuff, dude. We got some stuff. You know, we're talking about the whole Nintendo Switch shortage last time?
Yeah.
So it's gotten worse. And it turns out that it's not just people bloody scouting them. It is people behind it. But people are auto-purchasing Switches with bots.
Like, what the fuck?
In mass, dude.
Yeah.
So... over the course of March and April, so Switch stock has just completely plummeted. And what people are doing is, you know, according to a report from Motherboard, a news report, it's scalpers using a toolbot called BirdBot to automatically purchase Switch consoles en masse, and it's speed like so quickly that a person can literally just not keep up with. Because as soon as digital storefront like restocks in their Switches, these bots are just literally buying them in bulk. And then what they're doing is they're just reposting and like putting up sales online for double, if not more. And it's working because there's been Switches that have auctioned off for as much as $750.
$750.
Yeah, man. And you know what's even more crazy is that BirdBot's free.
Oh, my God. So just anyone can do it.
Yeah, so it's designed specifically for Switch buyers. Apparently, it's not like super accessible. You need to have you need to be a little bit intuitive and sort of technically inclined to get it going. There's a bunch of like guides online, but yeah, bots are, people are just creating or using BirdBots to automatically purchase Switches in bulk and flip them online for like double the money.
That's pretty cool. Crazy.
And it's completely cooking like Switch stocks, which is just, I don't know. It's not quite the same thing, but it reminds me of, when crypto mining was massive, before that kind of really fell flat, and everyone like GPU stock was just completely gone. Like everyone was just buying GPUs to run mining rigs to grind Bitcoin and Ethereum and bloody Litecoin and whatever else. And then, once that all died down a bit more, everyone was just buying secondhand mining cards for like dirt cheap because they'd just been run to the ground and they were still functioning. But Switches aren't going to do that because it's a Switch.
Very cool.
Yeah. I think I find it more funny that the app that the people are using is free.
Yeah, well, that's they could easily charge money for that.
Yeah, they just,
I think they just start say like fuck you or something.
Like e-bombing their own program with ads so people have to pay for it.
Yeah. Okay, I got one more story. Riot Games. I think we talked about this like before the game was even announced. We talked about the leaks. So we have talked about this game. Riot Games, new FPS Valorant.
Mm-hmm. Definitely had a chat about it.
The security team offers $100,000. Assume it's USD. To anyone who can find anti-cheat exploits.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're paying out $100K for people to find exploits.
Yeah, so I love it when companies do this because it's essentially like a bounty.
Well, that kind of sounds like, it's... I don't know if you've ever watched like a crime show or a movie or something with the FBI and they like hire the hacker to work for them rather than against them. Yeah, it sounds a lot like that.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is sick. Yeah, just take advantage of the skill set. Like
it's what people should be doing. But just to compare, basically Nintendo's bounty is maxed out at 20K while Rockstar Games' bounty is... and at 10K. So this is 10 times the amount of Rockstar's bounty, which is
insane.
Yeah, which is crazy. given what Riot Games' games are, they're purely online games, so having tight security is something that would benefit them a lot. So I think... Yeah, and to play Valorant at the moment, you still need to get it from the drops. I think that the game's gonna be free, isn't it?
Well, Yeah, and I was reading as well that apparently you can pretty much pick up a license or access to the beta from anyone streaming Valorant now.
Yeah, yeah, it's opened up, yeah. But you still have to just be sitting on there for hours.
Yeah, you have to be watching it, but it's becoming less and less, it's becoming more and more available to play, which is cool.
Yeah.
Because I think we're briefly talking about it, like it's something that you and I would be super into.
Yeah, 100%. I watch...
Bring me back to my... bloody Counter-Strike Source days.
I watched a couple of the streams, mostly in hopes of getting a key and being able to play it eventually. But the watching the game itself was like pretty fun. So it's just fun to watch, which says something.
Yeah.
So I don't really enjoy watching games that often. So yeah, to me that says something, that's fun to watch.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I don't. Yeah, there's nothing else really to talk about it. So that's it.
Well, I'm looking forward to Valorant, I think. Like, we'll at least give it a crack. I think we've said that
before. Yeah.
Yeah. But loot boxes, Sam.
Loot boxes.
We've spoken about loot boxes and all sorts of, you know, video game gambling formats heaps before. But now, so UK games will now state if they let you buy random loot boxes and card packs. So it's going to be, so, you know, the European Video Games Rating Board, PEGI 18.
PEGI, yeah.
Has announced that it will now label video games that include paid random items. Which is a term that is intended to cover loot boxes, card packs, and shit like that. Essentially, you pay $5 for a box and you get random shit. So it's gonna literally, like, remember going to pick up a physical game and it's like PEGI 16 or PEGI 3 or, you know, teen language violence and, you know, whatever else.
Yeah.
It's now going to have a logo for in-game purchases on the box to tell you, you know, that there's, you know, this thing will let you buy, or there's going to be like in-game purchases and that kind of thing on the game. Why? I don't really know.
I understand why. Like, I feel like it should be put on there. But.
Yeah, I think I get the approach. It doesn't seem like it's intended to like combat anything. It's kind of just there as I think it's just a reaction to this now becoming, you know, more and more of a problem and spoken about in terms of gambling.
Yeah.
And now just making it aware that, okay, this game does have the shit in here. Just be mindful of it.
Yeah.
Rather than it being like a way to combat, if you buy this game, you have to buy all the loot boxes. Like, if you buy this game, you will not win. It's pay to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's I kind of look at it how you download an app or something and Google Play Store will say, this app has in-app purchases. And I'm like, oh, okay, so it's definitely got some kind of trial version on it. It's like,
yeah,
I look at it that way. Like, it's,
yeah,
like when I buy this game, I'm possibly gonna have to go buy more stuff eventually.
Yeah, and I think it's cool. I think it's good. I think it's just, you know, it doesn't really impact. I don't think it really will impact the sale of games or anything like that. I think it's just good to be clear that the game will include it.
Yeah.
And it's not limited to whether or not the in-game items, you know, are or will be bought with real world money or in-game currency.
Yeah.
It just covers both. So it's just, you know, outlining that, you know, there are in-game purchases included, whether or not, yeah, that'll just be just like any other game, the developer's, way of saying, you know, it's either cosmetic or might help you, you know, get better shit, who knows, but it's pretty rare now for in-game purchases to actually benefit your performance in a game. It's pretty much cosmetic for the most part.
Yeah, they've gotten a lot better about that, especially
yeah
EA. But yeah, have you got more articles? More articles, any more stuff?
No, that was my last one.
Yeah.
My last one.
All right, well, I think that's the end of the show. I don't have an indie sip. It's been a while since we've done an indie sip. I haven't really been looking at the indie game market as of recent, for whatever reason, just haven't been. I probably should could just be me getting lazy. I don't know. I got a lot of work to do with the video game music stuff going on at the moment. So,
It's just been busy, man.
Yeah,
it's just
been busy. It's so weird. It's like everything's shut down, but at the same, like individually, everyone's way more busy.
I am more flat out than I was before this.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So am I.
I've got more things to do and more to stress about, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense on paper.
No.
But yeah.
It's a realism.
So now that is the end of the podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
You can find us on Twitter at NerdSip Podcast and Instagram, the same tag at NerdSip Podcast. And we have a Facebook page. That's the same thing, NerdSip Podcast. We have a Twitch, same thing, NerdSip Podcast. Just going to say the name over and over and over again, NerdSip Podcast. And I have been your host, Samuel Smith, and with me is Kelly Moore. And
my name's Kelly. And this has been the NerdSip Podcast.
Thanks for joining.
Thanks for joining. Maybe I should stop laughing with this. Just start like manically laughing. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for watching. Listening. You're listening to this. If you're on Twitch, you're watching. Okay. This is the end. See you. Bye.
Bye.
I have never needed to pee so bad in my life.
Yeah.